In the headlines at 7:30, Barbados records two recent dengue-related deaths. Progress being made in reducing the COVID-19 test results backlog. The Barbados Chamber of Commerce and Industry reports the increase in COVID-19 cases is causing significant business disruptions, and U.S. President-elect Joe Biden to be sworn in today. But these are the top lines at 7:30 from Starcom Network News. I'm Kashi Brown. Details in a moment. Acting Chief Medical Officer Kenneth George says that the island has recorded two recent dengue-related deaths, including that of a young child. He says, however, despite an outbreak in the Caribbean, there has been no real increase in dengue cases locally. He is encouraging the public to take the necessary precautions to avoid contracting the disease. Dr. George was speaking to the media following a donation of medical equipment, including 20,000 antigen test kits by the Pan American Health Organization.
If a person is able to go where he deserves, or he or she deserves, and you don't have then a monitoring system that effectively ensures that person does what is expected, we're just putting our hands half up. I think we must centralize it. These are the places that we have designated. You go there, you do your quarantine, you have the surveillance mechanism in place. When we leave there, we are more assured that that person is not contagious or carrying the virus.
He also provided an update on the two people in critical condition at the Harrison Point isolation facility.
There are two individuals who are quite sick. Both of them have pre-existing conditions, and many of you know persons who have poorer outcomes tend to have chronic and significant diseases. So there are two patients that are in ICU or primary, as you might have heard, and those persons are receiving the attention of the competent medical team. I think that one of those persons is on a ventilator. Many of you know that when you have a ventilated patient, the chances of survival become significantly reduced.
That's Acting Chief Medical Officer Dr. Kenneth George. Meantime, Health Minister Lieutenant Colonel Jeffrey Bostic says there were no missing COVID-19 samples, which caused a backlog of COVID-19 test results.
There was a problem with the identification of samples because this work starts with those people in the field who are doing the swabbing. Now, if the input of information at the swabbing centers is not accurate, and there are issues in terms of being able to identify names and to do the necessary matching, that is going to cause a delay. And that is part of the reason for the delay. And I would have referred to the backlog. That was all included in the backlog. Most of that, the vast majority of the samples taken or the tests done for the backlog, those have been dealt with.
That's Health Minister Lieutenant Colonel Jeffrey Bostic. The president of the Barbados Chamber of Commerce and Industry, Tricia Tannis, says the increasing number of people contracting COVID-19 is causing significant business disruptions almost daily. And she told Starcom Network News that it is important for businesses to put measures in place to avoid any limitations on their organizations.
Where we are really is trying to really work with the government, trying to essentially abide by the protocols, trying to inform our staff and educate ourselves as to the various scenarios and circumstances under which a test is needed. And that's critical. And as I have the opportunity to do so, I would continue to encourage the business sector to ensure that they are looking very closely at the criteria under which testing is absolutely necessary so that we don't contribute to the problem that we're having as far as choking the system. And we continue to just act very quickly, essentially, where we do know that there is a compromise. But right now, we're trying to do whatever we can to avoid any further closures or limitations on businesses. And we can only do so by being very sharp and very alert.
Mrs. Tannis predicts that it will be very difficult for the business community to settle down during the pandemic.
Whilst the crisis is with us and it is still disrupting our daily lives, and whilst we're still having waves and pockets of outbreaks, you would imagine that it's very difficult to plan to settle down, to have some predictability. And therefore, we're probably in for more of the same in terms of like 3 to 6 months until we can get the vaccinations up to herd immunity level. I'm certainly hoping that when we do get the vaccinations here, that we do a much better job of than our first world counterparts in getting it out into our communities very rapidly. But until we actually get to a stage where we have herd immunity, there will be some business disruption, particularly in retail and distribution. Please know as well that the impact is not just here. It is as a result of instability in source markets as well, particularly in Asia and Southeast Asia.
That's President of the Barbados Chamber of Commerce and Industry, Tricia Tanis. Adam Stewart has been appointed the new executive chairman of Sandals Resorts International. He is the youngest son of former chairman Gordon Butch Stewart, who passed away 2 weeks ago.
According to a release from the company, Adam Stewart assumed the role after working alongside his father for more than two decades, serving as chief executive officer from 2007 and most recently deputy chairman. He has helped oversee the continued rapid expansion of Sandals Resorts International throughout the Caribbean, including the recent announcement of two new island resort destinations, the Future Sandals Curaçao and Beaches Resorts in St. Vincent. Both resorts will bring to 20 the combined number of properties run by the luxury included chain from across nine Caribbean territories.
The Board of Governors of the Caribbean Development Bank has elected Dr. Hygienist Jean Leon to serve as the next president of the multilateral institution. Dr. Leon's appointment will become effective on May 1st, 2021. He will succeed Dr. Warren Smith, who has been at the helm of the CDB for the last 10 years. In St. Vincent and the Grenadines, Prime Minister Dr. Ralph Gonsalves has again rejected the imposition of curfews, a state of emergency, and outright lockdown measures in response to the COVID-19 pandemic. He, however, announced public holidays this coming Friday and Monday, saying the strain of the pandemic and the ongoing effusive eruption of the La Soufriere volcano is beginning to show on the faces of citizens. Since December 28th, the number of COVID-19 cases recorded in St. Vincent has increased about fivefold, reaching 494 on Monday. In Jamaica, the government is planning to spend about $3 billion Jamaican dollars to implement phase one of the local vaccine program, with the first doses to be delivered on April 21st. The other doses will arrive on July 21st and December 21st. The schedule outlined in the COVID-19 deployment and vaccination interim plan tabled by Health Minister Dr. Christopher Tufton in the House of Representatives.
This covers, among other things, the purchase of the vaccines, supply chain and cold storage items, PPEs, transportation, staff training, staff costs, public education and sensitization cost. It is also our intention to continuously seek out supplies of vaccines to ensure as many Jamaicans as possible at any given time can be protected. We will seek additional doses of the vaccine based on locally relevant risk factors.
And U.S. President-elect Joe Biden will be sworn in today. He will be the 46th U.S. president. U.S. President Donald Trump has made his farewell address before leaving office, saying, quote, "We did what we came to do and so much more," end quote. In a video posted on YouTube, he said he took the tough battles, the hardest fights, because that's what you're elected to do. Mr. Trump has still not fully accepted the result of last November's election, which he lost to Democrat Joe Biden.
As I conclude my term as the 45th President of the United States, I stand before you truly proud of what we have achieved together. We did what we came here to do, and so much more. This week, we inaugurate a new administration and pray for its success in keeping America safe and prosperous.
Recapping your headlines at 7:30, Barbados records two recent dengue-related deaths. Progress being made in reducing the COVID-19 test results backlog. The Barbados Chamber of Commerce and Industry reports the increase in COVID-19 cases is causing significant business disruption in Barbados. And U.S. President-elect Joe Biden to be sworn in today. This has been the latest at 7:30 from Starcom Network News. Starcom Network, a member of the OCM Group. And you can listen to the latest news or catch up on news stories at starcomnetwork.net. You may also WhatsApp Add Me to 256-6397 to receive breaking news.